We've all had the realization at one time or another. The handsome, self-confident high school jock or the beautiful cheerleader we all look up to turns out to be the loneliest one in the crowd with the biggest problems of all. Yes, it can be lonely at the top, and no less so for world leaders, including your world leader, upon whom you depend for your very survival, what with today's nuclear weapons and scores of other possible scenarios for global destruction. So when your president or prime minister has a chance to meet with other world leaders, to let his or her hair down and share a diet soda with others who hold the fate of their people in their hands, we suggest you support and encourage these social opportunities. Whether it's staring deeply into the soul of a Russian president, conducting virtual war games with a British prime minister, visiting Graceland with an Elvis fan, or finding common ground with a German chancellor. Remember that world leaders are people too, and they benefit from human friendship and social interaction just like everyone else. In fact, they may not have any other friends, and playing with other world leaders may be a valuable outlet and a great chance to learn to cooperate with others, just like it is for children. So encourage your world leader to take every opportunity to socialize, to find out about other cultures, to learn to get along. They may say it's just getting to know people with whom they can do business, but we know it's much more important than that.